Trump hammers Schumer after Mamdani-backed candidates win in Democrat leader's backyard. By Nick Gilbertson on June 24, 2026. President Donald Trump hammered Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, on Wednesday, a day after radical far-left candidates backed by New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani, D, won key Democrat primaries in New York. In October, Trump told Breitbart News in the Oval Office that Mamdani had emerged as the leader of the Democrat Party and that Schumer was gonzo. Breitbart News asked Trump on Wednesday if his October assessment was validated after the Democrat establishment, led by Schumer and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, took a major hit after Democratic Socialists, supported by the mayor, had strong successes Tuesday. Well, Schumer's lost his way. He's become essentially a Palestinian. I think it's the greatest transformation of a political position I've ever seen, Trump said, adding that Schumer was a strong supporter of Israel, and he's become 100% Palestinian. In fact, I've asked for a beautiful, beautiful silk outfit to be sent in the Palestinian tradition. I'm going to send it to him as a birthday present, he added. No, it's the greatest transformation of a political ideology I've ever seen. Chuck Schumer is Jewish, and he was a strong supporter of Israel, not that strong, because, even though he was opposed to it, he let the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA, get through. He could have fought that harder with Barack Hussein Obama. Have you heard of him? But Chuck Schumer is a Palestinian now. Sad. And although he noted Mamdani is a charming guy, he hammered the mayor's estate tax proposal. Mamdani was here, as you know, twice. And he's a very nice guy. He's a charming guy, good-looking guy. We talked. But you can't raise taxes on people where you force them to leave your state or your city. And they're leaving, and they're going to Florida, he said. Most of them are going down to Palm Beach in Miami. They're just leaving, and they pay 90% of your taxes. And I keep wondering, how are you going to do this? Every day you read about somebody that's leaving for Florida. Mostly Florida, and other places. But they're leaving. You can't put estate taxes on that are so high that when a loving father or mother dies, and they leave it to their beautiful child, the child is supposed to pay 50% tax, he added. That's on top of federal tax, right? So basically, you're leaving them nothing. I mean, you can be liberal, you can be anything, it's common sense. You're forcing people to leave, and these are the people that pay the taxes. They pay 90% of the taxes, and they're leaving New York. And they're leaving California too.